We're going to do a short series, possibly 5 sessions on managing our true self, otherwise known as becoming the captain. And this is the first one that will essentially draw out the ideas for the other 4. So we'll try and cover most of it within those 5 sessions. There may be more as we go. And if there are requests to do different areas of this or different things that people struggle with, then by all means, leave a comment or send an email across. So what do we mean by our true self? Becoming the captain, you know, becoming who we really are supposed to be. Well, there are many pictures we could use here, but there's basically just one idea. So whether we think of ourselves as the captain of a ship or the parent of a family or the driver in a car full of people or the house owner living with a family, basically there's just one idea, which is that we are going to become more responsible. And that we're going to realize that it's us, no one else, that's going to do this. Now, this, of course, is connected with boundaries, which I've spoken about boundaries many times. You can find that on here. But today we're going to be talking about how to do it internally. What are the questions inside? So the first thing we should say is that this stuff is now evidence-based. It's not some idea that a therapist dreamed up in their imagination and thought, oh, this is a nice idea. We now have all sorts of evidence based on tens of thousands of subjects in research where we found that this idea of the untainted self, this idea of the core self, having these wonderful resources and qualities, namely calmness, clarity, curiosity, creativity, connectedness, confidence, courage, and compassion. These resources have been found across the border, across all kinds of types of people and research, whether it's different kinds of religions or atheists, whether it's different genders, whether it's different ages, whether it's different cultures. Everybody has been shown to have these resources within them. But more importantly, if it could be more important than that, it's the idea that these things are untainted by circumstance. This is the really important factor. Because we think of ourselves as tainted, don't we? We've had difficult lives. We've become dependent or addicted. We've had problems. We have failed in certain relationships. There's all kinds of reasons why we might view ourselves as a failure. But this research shows us that we all have this resource, this incredible untainted resource. And this approach helps you to access that resource. It helps you to be yourself more often. Instead of the medical model, which I've spoken about many times, which implores you to change and says that there's something wrong with you and you need to change and be less like you, we're always talking about being more like you. So what's the implications of the untainted self? What does it mean? It means that we have something very, very different to compare to our parts or our brain. So whereas all the parts, any parts that we are manufacturing or constructing, are all literally constructed through circumstance. In other words, they're constructed when we had a difficult moment, or we were abused or mistreated, or we just had a very frightening episode So all of our parts, these things that protect us, where the brain takes over, they're all constructed in circumstance. They came about through something that happened. But if you notice now the incredible contrast with what we call the core self, because the core self is not affected by any circumstance. It seems to be the same. No matter what life we've had, no matter how difficult it's been, people are tested and found to have the same resources. In other words, when you find your core self calmness, it is perfectly calm. It's not a little bit calm. It's not a bit calmer. It's not getting calm. It's perfectly calm. And we find this when we talk later about the parts in some of the other sessions. I'll go into this a little more. But one of the things we notice when we're observing our parts is that the part that's doing the observing is incredibly calm. So let's go on now to talk about the owner of the house. Let's just take one of these possible metaphors. And it's the one I always use because basically we talk about building recovery. That's the whole idea. And so we are the owner of the house that we're building. So what is this about, this idea of managing our true self? It means, first of all, number one, that we're going to take responsibility. We're going to accept that it's our job to build it, that it's our job to design it, and that it's our job to decide what location it should be built in. Now, you'll notice I've mentioned the three things there, which if you look at my podcast and blog, you'll see that I call these the three big ideas of the building recovery. Cost, location, and design. These are the things to run through that filter continually to say, is this mine? Is it truly mine? Is it someone else's idea? Do I expect someone else to pay? Am I still living too close to people who don't care about me? Have I chosen the location wisely? So these are the ideas that come first, which is responsibility, which you may have had tremendous problems with in the past. In terms of your boundaries, you may have expected other people to do the building for you. You may have expected other people to pay for it. You may have lived wherever other people put you. You may have lived in whatever other people designed for you. But I want you to know, in terms of authentic recovery, in terms of managing your true self, this will not do. I speak about this many times in my other blogs, but I just want to underline it now. If you're going to build something that you're going to be happy to live in and not resent and not pull it down around your own ears, it has to be something you have paid for. It has to be something you have designed. And it has to be something that you have decided where it should go. So you're also responsible for the upkeep. Things wear out, things get old, and we have to maintain them. So I call this keeping the right level of challenge. So even if you've built your recovery, even if you're clean or you've got on top of your habits and so on, and everything's working, you're in the right place, you've designed it yourself and so on, as time goes on, the level of challenge to you will change. The level of challenge to you after your 5 years clean will not be the same as it was on day one. You need much more challenge than that at 5 years or even at 2 years. So monitoring, maintaining, and developing the level of challenge to yourself is one of the big responsibilities of being that house owner. Deciding whether you're really finding it easy these days and that you really need to challenge yourself more. One of the questions I think is really useful here is the question of, is life bringing me enough challenge right now? Now, when you first start and people don't trust you, they don't believe you, it's very difficult to get anyone to work with you because they just think you're gonna, it's just a blip, you're not gonna really stop or whatever. That level of challenge is huge. Generally, life is bringing you so much challenge, we're actually trying to reduce it. We're actually trying to bring it down. But this is not true as time goes on. Once people get the idea that what you're doing is generally permanent and that you're going to continue, then the level of challenge at that point starts to drop. It starts to go down, and what we have to do at that point is we have to go out and seek more challenge. We have to say to ourselves, what would be challenging for me? Now, at this point, I would always give this 5% type of instruction. I would say, ask yourself this, what relationships need to change? How do they need to change? Do I need to be more authentic in this relationship? Well, let's be 5% more authentic. Let's just give ourselves a little boost on what challenge we think we can manage. Can I be 5% more honest? Can I be 5% more caring? Can I be 5% more authentic? Can I spend 5% longer with the kids or my friends, or instead of just doing what I want all the time? So don't change too fast. In other words, just have a think about the level of challenge and just bring it up if things are getting a little too comfortable. Okay, so that's the first one about managing our true self, becoming the captain. The next one is going to be working with younger parts and defining how old the parts are. The third one is going to be working with older parts. That's different. The fourth one is going to be working with polarized parts. This is where parts take opposite positions. And the fifth and final one is going to be working with exile parts, which is going to be all about integration. So I hope you got something from that. I hope you're encouraged and inspired to go on and listen to the others as they come out. Bye for now.